Skating on thin ice. I do not like to speak the harsh word. As much as I have always felt repulsed by crude, blustering speechmakers strutting the cardboard stage, loving that flickering limelight, I have so often tried to couch my feeble thinking in the soft word, stepping through life as much as possible politely. On fairly rare occasions, this reticence has faltered, or even hopelessly failed. And a quarter of a mile away, yes, that fluent flow of colourful invective, that tsunami of Irish cuss words and primordial teeth-gnashing ferocity, yes, that was me, guilty as charged, mad as hell and fit to be tied. When I feel that quiet fury welling up as I do tonight, I draw a deep breath and I try so hard to let it all out, but gently and reasonably. Whether I succeed or not this time, I will let the reader judge. Suffice it to say, I am not pleased. The source of my frustration is an old one that has bothered me a million times already. I will quote from a holy detractor, a person clearly very comfortable with his seating at the right hand of God. This person has chosen to speak down at me, patting me on my sinful, obstinate head, which is apparently lost in his stern judgment in the sea of sin millstone around my neck. His comment was placed in the Holocaust group on Gab. I'm so used to it. I'll let you read it for yourself. I had asked the gentleman if he believed, from his previous comments, that 6 million Jews were murdered by the evil German people. The gentleman dodged my question initially. I repeated it, and this is what he wrote.
I absolutely do. Was I there? No. I've seen the photos and videos. But, more important, I read God's holy written word, and in there he tells us that he will cause them to be scattered to other nations, and they were. The Holocaust was part of God's punishment on Israel for them not obeying him. And he tells us that in the end days, the hatred for Israel slash Jewish people will be increasing once again until all nations are surrounding them to wipe them off the map. Humans, much like yourself, are helping that prophecy come to pass. Once Israel is surrounded by all nations, and they are about to destroy Israel, that is when Jesus returns, to destroy all evil, including those who try to destroy Israel and the Jewish people. Do what you want. But if I were you, I'd be pondering if my hatred for Israel was really worth my being destroyed by Christ Jesus.
I sigh to myself. I think, oh dear Lord, can I smack him, please, around the head until his ears glow in the dark? Probably not. But Lord, it would feel so good. No. I sigh again and try to marshal discipline my furious thoughts. I need to reply to CG42 politely, using the gentle word, my fists stuffed in my pockets. Here we go. Bear with me. Dear CG42. Folks, I'm trying to be nice here. Sir, I respectfully but firmly dismiss your reasoning and word as that of a newborn babe, freshly plucked from the womb, blinking in the unaccustomed light. You are sadly and pitifully misled, misinformed, and wallowing in naivety, verging on pathological retardation. You remind me of a massively overconfident ice skater, confidently turning spinning donuts on a broad lake. The ice measures barely a half inch thick. Below it lurk unseen incredible dark depths, and there you are spinning away, even a vertical pirouette or 10, crashing back down, oh so confident. I have met and listened to a million plus of your Holy Joe super religious I'm saved and you ain't types, crammed into church pews or fulminating grandly from the pulpit, driving me to drink, bumping your gums about world issues you don't have the foggiest real clue about. Lots of wise nodding and dutiful choreographed amens on cue at the appropriate intervals. Puffed up you are in your delusions, clueless that in actual fact you know nothing. How can you know everything about the Holocaust just from photos and a video or two? Do you know the Ashkenazi so-called Jews, the vast majority of Jews today, were the result of a politically opportunistic 7th and 8th century conversion of the Khazars, a people living nowhere near today's Israel, with no significant ancestry at all to the Jews that wandered about in the time of Jesus? Do you know what Jesus said about the synagogue of Satan? Do you know what all disaster was evilly inflicted upon the German people by the Talmudic Mafia? Do you know the famous movie Swindler's List is based on a novel that the Australian writer flat out admits is a work of fiction? It's not a documentary, just cynical Jewish propaganda. Steven Spielberg, of course, left that bit out. You know nothing, just what you think you've seen in a few photos and a video or two. Do you know Alfred Hitchcock was there in the camp staging the whole movie drama? Allegedly using the bodies of dead German POWs murdered in Eisenhower's Rhineland death camps as props? You know nothing. And the reason you know nothing is that you don't make the slightest effort to learn or study anything. You think you already know it all from one book. If a man goes to drive, operate a skyscraper crane, he studies the manual. A pilot, believe me, studies endless flight guides. A surgeon spends years reading and learning. A real historian, like David Irving, unlike the trendy mutual repeat pirates, spends years digging through damp basements and old box files and writes voluminous history books. But you, oh no, you don't need any of that. You've got the Bible and your happy, clappy, fellow, super holy, saved believers. In your subatomic worldview, you can intimately understand planes, cranes, galaxies, quasar, helicopters and the Holocaust. Oh, but not the evidently flourishing art of self-inflicting lobotomy. You know everything, all with just one book. No, don't get excited. I'm not knocking that book. It's extremely revealing. In many ways, it's totally changed my little life. But good luck swinging 20 tons of steel up 53 floors with only Proverbs and Job ringing in your ears. Good luck yelping, mayday, 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 and dropping collective when your turbine melts into a solid mass, and then referring for urgent guidance to David and Goliath. The creator of the universe, in his wisdom, gave us our brain, discernment, use it. We are obligated to admit our frailty, our innocence, our naivety, and use God's gift to learn to see. You and yours do not do so, and worse, you thereby actively enable forces of darkness to inflict upon this poor, suffering world an ever tighter killer chokehold. You are permitting and enabling tyranny and genocide. Coming back to the Holocaust, my repeated question was, if you believe that 6 million Jews were murdered by the Germans, what was it you so grandly wrote? Quote,
I absolutely do. Was I there? No. I've seen the photos and videos. But more important, I read God's holy written word.
You studiously ignored my personal study notes I posted for you, the Holocaust Normie Challenge List. There are many such, better than mine, easily available on the internet. You haven't bothered to look at one single one of them. I invited you to pick one single item from that lengthy list of massive Holocaust sticking points that exposed the whole thing as a crude extortion scam. But I already knew, no, you wouldn't do it. Your type never do. Millions of you. You don't have to. You've got the Bible. You don't need history books. Bring on the skyscraper crane. 20 tons? Pah! I'll swing that steel. And more importantly, I'll tell the stupid crane driver how to do it, because I read the Bible. I've listened to you and yours and long realized that you are intellectually bone lazy. You are the classic mole, myopic, slow and comfortable down a deep, dark tunnel. Do the historical research, and before you all hoity-toity from the heights of your spiritual magnificence, tell me, quote, do what you want, but if I were you, I'd be pondering if my hatred for Israel was really worth my being destroyed by Christ Jesus. I respectfully suggest you learn from the admitted hulking big beam that hangs out of this sinner's eye, relentlessly dragged about like the fool I admit I am. You might, however, consider if your own tiny splinter hanging from your eye is indeed just a fractional blip, or a magnificent tropical rainforest complete with cascading waterfalls, piranha-infested broad Amazonian tributaries hanging out of your eye. I say all this with kindness and compassion, of course, and I remain your servant, humbly, Moggy Merrick.